Sid Valley Radio, around the world, all day, every day.
Yes, good evening to you, Gavin Shute, again. Yes, Tuesday night. It is the 19th of November, I'm led to believe. Yes, I'm just double-checking in case me calendar's gone wrong. Electronics are never to be trusted. Now, let's start our music this evening, our musical birthdays. It's Tommy Dorsey. Well, he had a famous orchestra. In fact, there's two brothers, Tommy Dorsey and, what was his brother's name? Jack Dorsey, I think it was. They fell out anyway and went their separate ways. Here's Tommy Dorsey, because it's his birthday today, and Frank Sinatra, I'll Never Smile Again. Oh my goodness me, that's drastic.
Smile again until I smile at you. I'll never laugh again. What good would it do? Or tears would fill my eyes, my heart would realize that our romance is through. I'll never love again. I'm so in love with you. I'll never thrill again to somebody new. Within my heart I know I will never start to smile again until I smile at you.
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, I'll Never Smile Again. That's a bit drastic, I think. Anyway, Tommy Dorsey's brother, birthday today. Get it right. Yes, when was he born? 1905 he was born. And my mum and dad, in the days of dancing, way back in the late 50s, 60s, Tommy Dorsey did Tea for Two Cha-Cha. And they bought that single. I don't know if I've got it or my brother up in Edinburgh. Maybe Ian will have a look and see. Or I might dig out my 45s and see if I've got it down here. Anyway, that was Tommy Dorsey celebrating his birthday. Next we have Dave Gard from the Kingston Trio. And they're singing Where Have All the Flowers Gone?
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls pick them, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the young girls gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young girls gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young girls gone? Gone to young men, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the young men gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young men gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young men gone? Gone for soldiers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the soldiers gone? A long, long time ago. Where have all the soldiers gone? Gone to graveyards, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time passing. Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time ago. Where have all the graveyards gone? Gone to flowers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn?
Dave Gard, one of the originators of the Kingston Trio, and Where Have All the Flowers Gone? Next, we've got Robert White. Now, I've got down here Against the Temptations, and I forgot to write down what's the connection with the Temptations. Here they are, though. My Girl, the Temptations.
The beat.
Temptations, My Girl, and the connection with Robert White. He was the session musician, guitarist on that track. The guitar work you heard was Robert White playing with the Temptations, because they were a vocal group. They didn't play their own instruments. Moving on, who have we got next? Oh, from the Tokens, The Lion Sleeps Tonight, and Hank Madras, The Lion Sleeps Tonight, The Tokens.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the peaceful village, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the quiet village, the lion sleeps tonight.
Off The Lion Sleeps Tonight, and Carl Denver did a version under the title Womb Away, and then Tight Fit in the 80s, was it the 80s or late 70s, they did a version of The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Tight Fit, British band or group, I should say, two ladies and a gentleman making up the group Tight Fit. Who have we got next? Let me get me little sheet here. Jerry Fuller, producer, and he produced this song for Ricky Nelson. And I play a fair bit of Ricky Nelson, not as much as some radio stations, but here he is, Traveling Man.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world. Señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. If you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty sands of Waikiki, and I held you oh so tight.
Have we got next celebrating a birthday today? How about Warren Moore? He was one of the singers in The Miracles, along with Smokey Robinson. So, how about the Tears of a Clown? Robinson, along with The Miracles and Tears of a Clown. Our next musical birthday, Eddie Rayner. Now, in Edinburgh, I was at school with an Alan Rayner. I wonder if there's any relation. Did Alan move abroad and therefore Eddie Rayner could be his son, I suppose. Hang on. No. Had to be an older brother. Anyway, Eddie Rayner. Here he is playing with Crowded House.
the sleep, but not the dream. Things ain't cooking in my kitchen. Strange affliction wash over me. Julius Caesar and the Roman Empire couldn't conquer the blue sky. I sing like a bird released. Everywhere you go, always take the weather with you. Everywhere you go, always take the weather. Everywhere you go, always take the weather with you. Everywhere you go, always take the weather with you.
House, take the weather with you, and we'll have a look at the weather round about 10 minutes to midnight. Moving on, our second last musical birthday today, Blood, Sweat and Tears, Fred Lipsis. He played the saxophone in Blood, Sweat and Tears. Here they are, Spinning Wheel.
Pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Would you mind a reflecting sign? Just let it shine within your mind and show you the colors that are painted pony on the spinning wheel ride. Ha!
side. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel fly.
Blood, sweat and tears, celebrating the birthday of Fred Lipsis, I think you pronounce his name. Our last musical birthday takes us up to tomorrow's front pages, and Charlie Cole from the Raiders. Now, the Raiders were fronted by Paul Revere. Here he is, his version of Indian Reservation, a song in the UK that was a hit for Don Farden.
They took the whole Cherokee Nation, put us on this reservation, took away our ways of life, the tomahawk and the bow and knife. Took away our native tongue and taught their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand on our days made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. They took the whole Indian nation, locked us on this reservation. I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live. Someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return, will return, will return.
Paul Revere and the Raiders and Cherokee Nation. Indian Reservation, I should say. Yes, talking about the Cherokee Nation. All right, let's get to grips with tomorrow's front pages. And this is for the 20th of November. And the Times, Putin raises nuclear stakes, because Kyiv has used some of the American missiles, firing them into Russian territory. And farmers bring Whitehall to a standstill in inheritance tax protest. There's been a lot of coverage on the news about that. The Daily Mirror. Ukraine crisis deepens. Putin's nuke threat. Very friendly terms there. Vladimir Putin, retribution warning after American-supplied missiles hit Russia. The Daily Mail. Putin clears way for nuclear strike. The Day, Clarkson's farmer army parked the tractors on Starmer's lawn. Yes, quite clever that. Anyway, loads of farmers with their tractors, etc., marched on and drove on Whitehall today. The Guardian. Fears grow over Russian hybrid warfare campaign against the West. And winter fuel cut could put 100,000 in poverty. And then there's a picture of little kiddies on their little, I would describe them as toy tractors, leading the procession up Whitehall. Starmer versus the farmers as protest comes to the capital. The Daily Express, a picture of a young girl on her little toy tractor. When I grew up, I wanted to be a farmer. If we don't have a next generation, there'll be no future for farming. It is the backbone of this country. Without it, we cannot survive. The Independent, Jeremy Clarkson leads farmers' revolt against tractor tax as PM insists vast majority of farms won't be hit. Ukraine fires first US missiles at Russian targets. I'm just going to have a little cough, turn the volume down. There we are, that's better. The iDaily. Extra 100,000 pensioners in poverty after winter fuel cut. Because they also announced that in January, probably bills will be going up again. I thought they were meant to be going up this quarter and then coming back down in January, but apparently not. I'm mistaken on that. They're apparently possibly going up. It will be announced soon how much they're going up by in January. The Daily Telegraph. PM claims BBC has backed him over farm raid. What's the BBC got to do with the government bringing in inheritance tax on farms? I'm not quite clear on that headline. Or is he hoping that he's spreading the blame so that the BBC will have to take some of the stick as well? I don't know. Anyway, that's the headline. PM claims BBC has backed him over farm raid. Putin raises nuclear stakes after Ukraine launches US missiles. Social media ban for teenagers if tech giants fail to act on abuse. The Metro. Clarkson joins tax protest at Westminster. And the headline, Farmageddon. And lastly, Financial Times. Kyiv fires US missiles for first strike inside Russia since Biden lifted curbs. What else? Farmers dig in at Whitehall. And Bank of England should wait and see how national insurance rises play out before any bank rate cut, Andrew Bailey has said. And he's the governor of the Bank of England. So he should know, in theory. He sits and leads the committee that decide if there should be any bank cuts or not. Bank rate cuts. Now, moving back to the music. Much safer. The other day, Sunday, I played the Byrds version of The Bells of Rimney. And I said, oh, it was written by Pete Seeger. And the Byrds, of course, very harmonic group, electric guitars, all the rest of it. Here is Pete Seeger's version, quite the opposite in actual fact, and it's recorded live.
Oh, what will you give me, say the sad bells of Rimney? Is there hope for the future, say the brown bells of Methel? Who made the mine owners say the black bells of Rhondda? And who robbed the miner say the grim bells of Blenheim? They will plunder willy-nilly, say the bells of Kirriefilly. They have fangs, they have teeth, shout the loud bells of Neath. Even God is uneasy, say the moist bells of Swansea. And what will you give me, say the sad bells of Rimney. Throw the vandals in court, say the bells of Newport. All would be well if, say the green bells of Cardiff. Why so worried, sisters, why? Sang the silver bells of Wye. What will you give me, say the sad bells of Rimney. What will you give me, say the sad bells of Rimney. Is there hope for the future, say the brown bells of Melfell. Who made the mine owners, say the black bells of Rhondda. And who robbed the miner, say the grim bells of Blenheim. They will plunder willy-nilly, say the bells of Tyrafilly. They have fangs, they have teeth, shout the loud bells of Neath. Even God is uneasy, say the moist bells of Swansea. And what will you give me, say the sad bells. Throw the vandals in court, say the bells of Newport. All would be well if, say the green bells of Cardiff. Why so worried, sisters, why sang the silver bells of Wye? Oh, what will you give me, say the sad bells of Rimney.
Pete Seeger, taken from an album called The Roots of the Birds. And as I played, because it was Gene Clark's birthday on Sunday, I played the Birds version of that, The Bells of Rimney, written by Pete Seeger. I think a wonderful song. And I think Pete Seeger's version just as good as the Birds, because it's all done with acoustic guitars, etc. Whereas the Birds were all electric, 12 strings and 6 strings, etc. Moving on. The Animals. It's all over now, Baby Blue. Now, from memory, a Bob Dylan song, I think.
You must leave now, take what you need, you think will last. But whatever it is you think you need, you better grab it fast. Yonder stands your orphan with his gun, crying like a fire in the sun. Look out, the saints are coming through, and it's all over now, baby blue.
blue. The highway is for gamblers. You better use your sense. The empty-handed painter from your street is drawing crazy patterns on your sheets. The sky too now is folding upon you, and it's all over now. Baby blue, all your seasick sailors, they are rowing home. Your empty-handed army is all going home. Your lover who just walked out your door his blankets from the floor. The carpet too is moving under you, and it's all over now, baby blue. That you once wore. Strike another match, let's go start anew. 'Cause it's all over now, baby blue. It's all over now, baby blue. It's all over. Baby blue, it's all over, baby. Baby blue, baby blue.
The Animals and their version of the song written by Bob Dylan, made famous by them way back in the 60s. It's all over now, baby blue. And taking us up to tomorrow's weather, who have we got? Oh, Chris Isaac. Yeah, let's have Chris Isaac, I think. Or should we have Gallagher and Lyle? No, Chris Isaac. Let's go with the Wicked Game.
Thank you. never dreamed that I'd lose somebody like you. No, I don't wanna fall in love. No, I don't wanna fall in love with you. Wicked game to play, to make me feel this way. What a wicked thing to do, to let me dream of you. What a wicked thing to say, you never felt this way. What a wicked thing to do, make me dream of you. And I don't wanna fall in love. No, I don't wanna fall in love with you.
Isaac and Wicked Game. I always wondered when, because I used to play guitar when I was young, still got a few guitars lying around, not very good with them nowadays. Your fingers get all stiff and out of practice, bending and moving to play the chords. Anyway, I wondered how they did that guitar at the beginning. And suddenly, I found a video where Chris Isaac and his group are rehearsing, and there's two lead guitars doing it. Yes, same time. That's how he manages to get that sound. Anyway, let's have this jingle and look at tomorrow's weather. Here's Henry and Alex.
Hi, I'm Henry.
And I'm Alex.
And you're listening to
Sid Valley Radio.
And it's 8.5 minutes to midnight. Right, let's have a look at the weather for the 20th. Overnight tonight, a low of 1 degree. Is that not ridiculous? Last night, it was 11 degrees overnight. Tonight, 1 degree. Tomorrow, The high is 7 degrees, but sunny, it says here for Sidmouth. And tomorrow night, 1 degree again. Sunny with a moderate breeze, it's saying. And sunrise at 7:37 tomorrow morning. Sunset 20 minutes past four tomorrow afternoon. There is a weather warning. Beware of ice out in the roads. It came into force 5 o'clock tonight and goes through until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. So take great care. And then Thursday, 5 degrees. Friday, 8 degrees. Would you believe Saturday up to 15 degrees again? And it drops back down slightly. But certainly the nighttime temperatures aren't going to be much above sort of 4 or 5 degrees in the evenings. So take great care when you're out in the roads. And stay safe, everyone. And of course, I shall be back Thursday evening with the Country Bunker with the results of the CMA Awards in America, which take place in the early hours of Thursday morning. I won't be sitting up this year to watch them. I have done in the past, but it goes on and on and on for ages. They have so many groups in between actual nominating awards and letting you know who's won an award, etc. Now, back to the music. How long have we got? Oh my goodness me. 6 3/4 minutes. Right, let's see. Let's get together. How about Art Garfunkel and son Art Garfunkel Jr.? Let It Be Me. A new album, it's out now.
The day I found you, I want to stay around you, and so I beg you, let it be me.
Garfunkel Senior and Junior, the album, I can let you know now, because on Thursday evening, the Country Bunker from 6 till 8 o'clock on Sid Valley Radio, of course, and that has crept into the UK Americana album charts. So I'll be playing a track from that album Thursday evening, as well as the results of the CMA Awards ceremony in the States, which takes place Well, in America, 8 o'clock, their time, our time, about 1 o'clock in the morning. It starts and goes on to about 5 in the morning. I'm not staying up through the night to watch it all. I'll get a printout and then play a track from each of the winners Thursday evening on the Country Bunker. But tomorrow, it's Wednesday, so what have we got in the morning? Bob from 9, Huggies replay from Sunday night show at 12, John Borrett at 1, music from the 60s to today at 2, 4 o'clock, a replay. Oh my goodness me, it says Gavin's chart show here. Oh, wonderful. I'll listen and see how good it was, or bad. I think it's bad, I think. 6 o'clock, the definitive alternative with Tim Stevens. And at 8 o'clock, Anthony with his smooth jazz show. Anyway, we're playing out with Gallagher and Lyle, I Believe in You. Thank you all for listening. Stay safe. See you Thursday evening. Stay tuned to Sid Valley Radio. Great music and shows throughout the night and tomorrow as well. Bye-bye for now.
When I need somebody that I can't talk to, nobody really makes it like you do.
Oh, just a quick announcement. If you bought a ticket for tonight's Euro Millions lottery for £140 million top prize, no one won it, so it rolls over to Friday. And there's 100 millionaires being awarded as well. Special treat, because it's 30 years old today. Here's Gallagher and Lyle. Sorry, I should start again. I'm warned. Here they are.
Nothing else seems worthwhile.